We'd like to welcome you to another edition of Rock Talk, brought to you by GraniteRock.com, New Hampshire's conservative website. We are your feared, extremist, right-wing, hard-charging, gun-toting, opinionated, outspoken, rabble-rousing, letter-writing, radio microphone-stomping conservatives and rational libertarians. So get ready for another 30 minutes of news and opinion you could only get from GraniteRock.com.
Rock Talk.
All right, good morning. We are starting early, 10 minutes later than early that I wanted to start, but technical difficulties, lots of technical difficulties, prevented us from being prepared at 8:30 when we wanted to. Any minute now, Marilinda Garcia, who's running for Congress in CD2, will be calling us in to tell us about an event that her campaign is hosting this evening called the Race to Congress, and it's at the New Hampshire Motor Speedway at 7 o'clock tonight, and we will be raffling off two VIP gold member passes to the event. So you'll get your name on a list, and you'll be able to go and do all the cool stuff for free.
Yes.
Including barbecue, and you can ride in a pace car, and all sorts of fun stuff like that. So, and then you have an opportunity to get two passes to the NASCAR event. So we'll be we make them up with a question for you to answer. We may just announce, say, between 10 and 11, call now if you want to win the passes, and you can call us up. And if you're the first one, then we'll take your names, and we'll direct those to the campaign, and those folks will know you're coming. And so when you get to the door, you just say, hey, I'm so-and-so, and I blah, 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 and they'll let you in.
Cool.
So
nice.
Hopefully we get a phone. I got to check my email and make sure somebody's not going, I can't call in. What is it going to do? It's been one of those days.
Yes. This is what happens when we do a remote somewhere else, and then I'm a little bit, just a tad later than I am in the morning, but I still have everything else that has to get plugged in. But actually,
cameras,
we got set up.
Recorders.
Well, this time I also had the headsets and extra cables for other stuff, the audio recorder. But you know something? I see a big gap up there. I forgot to put up one of the cameras, the recording camera.
That's okay. We do have the live stream. You can get it from
live stream,
right?
Working. Oh, yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
And Mike's
in fact, I prefer to do that.
Oh, good. Well, here's the deal. We got in and we got everything set up. No problem. Getting the equipment all connected and everything, getting it to work was another problem altogether.
Yes.
we had a bit of a senior moment while we tried to figure out where all the cords and cables went. And,
yes. Pins, the male parts and the female parts.
They weren't going together very well.
No, even when they were lined up correctly.
They
and of course.
We couldn't plug anything in.
Yeah, of course. And then we found out that stuff was plugged into the wrong hole.
Yep,
that doesn't help.
Nobody likes that.
No, certainly not the digital recorder.
The digital recorder didn't like it. We couldn't get simple AC plugs to go into outlets correctly. The quarter inch jacks were not an issue.
Yes, those went in
we
very.
We didn't have
easily.
A problem with those. One pin, one hole.
Yes.
You're going to start setting that up while we wait for the phone call?
Of course.
I'm going to make sure this is plugged in so that when she does call, we can actually talk to her. The phone module's on.
Yes. You need to put your headset on because we can't hear you.
Yeah, well, they can.
Yes, we are live.
Phone. That's Marilinda.
Okay.
Get her. Quick. That's the wrong line. Line two?
Hello?
Did we lose her?
We lost her.
Oh, no. She's got our number. We don't have hers.
Don't you get caller ID?
No.
Well, we know they have the number. Dial it again. There we go. Come on.
We're waiting.
We're waiting for the phone call.
Yes, watch for Ed.
Ed Largan will be flashing us. So welcome to Rock Talk, brought to you by GraniteRock.com and the Coalition of New Hampshire Taxpayers, coming to you almost live every week. Not every week. Not from
week.
Concord every week. Last week we were at the Londonderry Fishing Game Club.
That was live,
but we weren't here. Mike's here. Let me see. Mike, talk. See if I have the right one.
Okay. That's
there
better.
There we go. We got you.
Yeah, that was a bang-up show.
All right. Anyway, Marilyn is going to call and tell us about the event.
Oh.
You're shaking the whole table.
Right.
Call the Race to Congress with Marilinda Garcia at the New Hampshire Motor Speedway tonight, Saturday, June 28th at 7 p.m. Gold member tickets, by the way, are $100, and we're going to give away two of them. Blue members, $35. Kids, $15. First 80 ticket holders get 2 free tickets to the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series. And you can go and get tickets at marilyndegarcia.eventbrite.com. There will be live music, free food for the gold members, a ride around the speedway in the official pace car, and you can still contact Kenny Cunningham at kenny@marilyndegarcia.com. That's Kenny, K-E-N-N-Y, at marilyndegarcia.com. Paid for and authorized by Marilynda Garcia, whom we can't seem to get on the phone. And I bet you I'll be getting an email any second saying, I called and you didn't pick up the phone. I don't have such an email.
Watch Ed.
I will watch Ed
out
of the corner of my eye. So this sounds like a great event. We've been invited. I can't go. I have a previous engagement. But we're going to give you the opportunity to go and eat some free barbecue and check out some cool stuff.
Hang on while I untangle Skip's cable.
Okay, I'm going to turn off your microphone so that you can untangle without making that uncomfortable banging noise that we get when we put the headset down without turning the microphone off. If you are listening out there, Marilynda, call us back. I gave you the correct number. Sometimes these things. This is why we typically ask for a number to call.
Yes.
In case there is an issue with the phone system or we are... Oh, thank you. Oh, here we go. I'm going to plug something in. See how this goes.
Oh!
All right. Went a lot better than the earlier efforts.
That's all right. I'm almost done.
He's, yeah. See what happens when we start early? Well, anyway, we're going to promote this event for Marilynda and her campaign because she hasn't had the opportunity to call us and do it for herself. But we're going to do it. You're almost there. Turn around. Like that. Push. There we go.
Right, now he's not through the middle of all the EC cables.
Yes, welcome to the Sausage Factory.
And yet, now I'm on time just to sit down, and I thank you for the effort that's no longer needed.
Make it easier to move around.
This is Kenny true. A quick number here. 603-715-9689 for those of you listening.
And I shall just stare at Ed. Ed, our flasher. Our little strobe light that we caught just a tad late because our phone system doesn't do the regular ringtones.
No,
as
it doesn't.
We just babble along here.
And it's line...
Line 2.
715-9689. For those of you listening at home, that's the number you will be calling when we go to give away the tickets to the event. 715-9689. While we wait for that, we can begin the next segment early because that's what we're going to do anyway. Plenty of things to talk about. We've talked about the buffer zone thing, SCOTUS, you know, recess appointments. The thing that I liked that I read this morning, you wrote, Skip, on Haas and the DGA and SB120.
I didn't write anything about Hassan.
You didn't? Who wrote that?
No, wasn't me. What I wrote about last night was a kind of a lengthier piece about...
Oh, it was Susan. I'm sorry, Susan's writing now. Oh,
yes.
See, that's the thing. I got confused.
Yes, I look so much like Susan.
You do. You look just like her. I'll just call you Susan.
Except she's got shorter hair than I do.
She does,
most
actually,
of the time.
Yes.
Almost all the time.
She might be a better shot, too.
Probably.
Yeah, I think she's a better shot than me.
Although I did get in trouble with her husband.
You did.
Last Saturday. Because somebody, he had put up a little metal target, and somebody shot. Yes.
Sorry, Mike.
He,
hang on.
We're flashing.
Take me off. You're on line two, right?
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Maybe it is
on. Hi, Marilynda. How are you?
You get to listen to our in-studio.
Not a problem, but we're going to bring you on right now, Steve. Line number one.
Oh, we're on line one?
Yes.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Oh,
glad
wonderful.
We got it. See, this just fits with our whole modus operandi this morning. Nothing's been working right the first time, so thanks
well,
for coming on. I won't waste your time, please. Tell us about your event.
First of all, I just wanted to say I'm on my way to Walpole, so apologies if my phone drops out at any point. But, I'd love to see you guys and, you know, anyone here in the 2nd District or, even in the 1st District. But there's a great event tonight at the New Hampshire Motor Speedway. It's 7 p.m., so that's in Loudoun. And there'll be food, there'll be music, pace car rides will be available. around the track, and then though there is a $35 registration fee, you, along with your registration, get 2 free tickets to an upcoming NASCAR race in July. So I'd love to see you there, of course, though the point is to support my candidacy for Congress, running here in the 2nd District against Sam Custer, and I'd love to meet you. Obviously, would love your support, and I think you'd all have a great time.
Okay, we only have a couple minutes, I know, because you're on your way to the to a parade or an event right now. Why don't you tell us where else you're going to be so people can come and meet you?
Sure. Well, every day it's somewhere different, but another thing that would be nice, well, today I'll be at the Walpole Parade for their old home day, and then later I'll be in Windham, as I mentioned, at the Speedway at 7 in Loudoun. And then tomorrow morning my team will be running in the New London 5K, so that'll be a lot of fun, too. So please come and run. It's for a good cause. And then, honestly, I have to check my schedule for the next week. But I'll be all over the place on Monday and Tuesday. One day at a time for me here.
Okay. Two quick things. This is Skip Maryland, and thanks for coming on. And thank you very much for allowing us to put out the tickets. One, for all the people who love speed, how fast will that pace car be going around the track? And number two, congratulations on getting the backing of Club for Growth.
Oh, well, thank you. The first question, I honestly don't know. But there, I did see the track, and it is a NASCAR one. So I'm sure there's plenty of capability for speed. I don't know how much they will make use of it, but certainly I'm sure it'll be exciting. And I appreciate time for Rush endorsement. Exciting news.
Still there?
I lost.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else you? I know you only have a few more minutes. Anything else you want to talk about, real quick, about the campaign or anything?
Well, things are going really well. If you haven't come by my new office, well, it's been a few weeks now, is right there on Pleasant Street, right next to White Mountain Coffee, 19 Pleasant Street. And we're pretty much hopping every day from 9 to 7 if we're not, you know, running around in the field somewhere, and knocking on doors. The other week we did about 2,000. We made thousands of calls. We called all of Colas County the other day, so that was exciting. But, you know, anyone that's interested in helping out, coming to say hi, please stop in, meet me, my staff, my interns, volunteers that come by. Anybody, we'd love to see you, so please stay.
Okay. And that's Pleasant Street where? Is that Concord or Manchester?
It's Concord. Sorry
okay.
about that. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep, Concord. Right, a few blocks from the state house.
Right around the corner from where we are right now.
Yeah, and how's the voter enthusiasm of the polls looking?
What's that? Sorry.
How's the voter enthusiasm looking, and how are the polls looking?
Oh. By all accounts, enthusiasm is pretty high on our side, so that's excellent. And polls, I haven't been doing any internal polling as of yet, but the most recent WMUR and UNH poll showed me about, it was actually 1 point behind Ann Custer, and beating her about 18 points among independents, so that was really great to see. And so my job now is, of course, getting my name ID up there and letting people know, you know, about my message and who I am, and I think we'll continue to see a lot of great progress.
All right, Marilinda, we're going to let you go. I know you have a parade to get to. I want to thank you for coming on. We're going to promote your event all through the show, and then later on in the third or fourth segment, we're going to give away those passes.
Great.
All right,
great. So, well, thank you very much. You
thank you.
Day.
You too. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, great. Got about 2 minutes to kill before we go into the segment break. Once again, we're going to give those passes away probably in this third or fourth segment. So we have some time for people to get up and have their coffee and have a listen, and we'll keep promoting the event. And if you have a campaign event and you're one of those people that doesn't hate us on the right, and there's plenty of those, and we'll talk about that in the next segment, we would love to help promote your events. It's not an endorsement. We just want people to go out and have a chance to meet you and talk to you and take advantage of the events that you're putting on.
In fact, we will talk to everyone and anyone. If you want to come into the studio as well, face us across the table, talk about the issues of the day and the stances that you are taking philosophically. We're more than happy to have you in, and that also includes Scott Brown. But we do say that we're going to ask not unfair questions. We're not going to ask gotcha questions, but we're going to ask hard, fair questions because –
Because we want to know what your actual philosophy is, and some people don't do a very good job of putting that out there.
And absolutely, because we represent to other people what most activists on the right want to hear from the candidates. We want to know that we can trust you, that you will be consistent, because as I've been saying for the last few months now, consistency breeds trust, which yields votes. Prove to us that you are going to be consistent, to go ahead and allow us to trust you, to build that level of trust, and not just take it for granted. As you have been reading on Granite Rock, we don't like it when people just assume that we will be with you, that you can take us for granted because we have no place else to go. Trust me, we can, we will, and we have.
And we see all around the country where the establishment is doing everything it can to cling on to power and is actually actively dissing its own base. And they're doing that here, too, and it won't end well.
I think Mississippi, this last runoff between Thad McCochran and Chris McDaniels, is an absolute pure textbook example of when the establishment pulls out all the stops against the Tea Party, one of the most active and vibrant wings of the party, to smear them, and I know we're running out of time, but basically when you start calling the activist part of your base racist and members of the KKK and acting like Democrats.
And now they won't let them see the voter lists.
And actively, call upon Democrats to beat a fellow Republican in a primary. There's a problem there. The establishment has spent over $23 million to defeat Tea Party conservatives. Sarah Palin, Mark Levin, and a few others are starting to say, once again, why do we need the Republican Party? And I think there's a lot of people of the same ilk, mindset.
I have been saying for about 2 years, if Sarah Palin stands up one day and says, follow me, boys, we don't need the GOP anymore, there'll be a landslide.
Yeah, and I keep trying to remind the GOP that they keep saying, well, if you go and form a third party, you will lose. I will say, no, we may not win, but you, GOP, will most certainly lose. Because without a good chunk, without the good percentage of folks that would get up and leave, you will have no chance at winning. But then a Democrat will win. Well, you know something? When you have somebody who's voting 60% of the time with the Democrats like Scott Brown is, what difference does it make?
I would take even a Charlie Bass over Scott Brown. That's how bad he is.
Ooh,
and not
Scott
that
Brown is bad.
Not that I would wish to promote Charlie anymore. He lost twice for the same reason that I believe Scott Brown is going to lose for the second time. And the reason that Charlie Bass lost is because he moved so far to the left, he was a fake Democrat. And when presented with a choice between a fake Democrat and a real one, you get Paul Hodes and McLean Custer and Elizabeth Warren.
Those are the people you get. And they don't see it. You know, I've been kind of as relentless as anybody about this and picking on the establishment in the state and telling them, you know, this is like my wife is calling me. Why? Why are you calling me now?
Scott Brown beat Martha Coakley because he did a pretty good job of emulating.
Nope, we're taking a hard break in 5 seconds, so I'm just going to run a 60-second commercial. We'll start the official program, and we'll be right back.
All right.
He tried to make us believe he was a fiscal conservative, but State Senator Dave Bouton has been deceiving New Hampshire taxpayers. Like a wolf in sheep's clothing, he claimed to be one of us, pretending to blend in. But all along, voting like a liberal Democrat. He voted to raise your gas tax by another 23%. Taking a bigger bite out of our wallets every time we're at the pump. And oh, how he drooled at the opportunity to vote to expand Obamacare, which will result in higher taxes and longer wait times in the emergency room. And now the Senate wants to pass a bill to prevent us from criticizing Senator Booten's vote? Call Senator Booten at 603-203-5391 and tell him that we're on to his wolf in sheep's clothing routine. Tell him to stop pretending to be a fiscal conservative and start voting like one. Paid for by citizens for a strong New Hampshire.